Let's go to Matt Dunn. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. You got good chances, obviously, here at Rose Hill with Zamex in the Tab Highway. How's the horse done since the other day?
Yeah, really well. Just a matter of probably keeping kicking him over with only a couple of weeks between runs. But no, he's done well, and he's in good shape going into Saturday.
Are you concerned by the prospect of a heavy track?
Not so much. I think he'd be okay on it. I'd prefer it to be dry, obviously, but that's not going to happen. So no, I think he'd be fine.
Okay. And the prospect of this draw, and it's probably going to be a testing 1500. How do you see that? He's raced at a mile. Has he raced, around that in the past with good results or not?
He has, and our original intention was probably to take him to the Queensland Guineas before we sort of changed our mind with the few issues with Eagle Farm, whether or not he was going to handle that or not, and decided just to go in a different direction with him. So I'm not worried about the 1500 on a soft track. That's not an issue to him.
Yep.
As far as the draw goes, I don't know that that's a huge problem either, because he's the horse that gets back.
Yep.
He's had a tendency to possibly miss a start in the past, but the fact that he's short on the outside gate means he'll go in last, and it gives him more of a chance to jump properly. So, I'm honestly not concerned about the gate at all. I think that's no problem to him. There's a good long run from that start to the first corner, so he's going to be in the second half of the field anyway.
He'll be running on for sure. What about the one back in the first, Arrestor? This horse had plenty of potential early on in its racing life.
Yeah, he did. I'd probably prefer it to drive him, but once again, we're not going to get that. His run first up in Sydney was his first run in Sydney was much better than it looks. He was back and wide with no cover, made a bit of a surge maybe between the 400 and the 200, and then the tough run just told the last bit. So the run was better than it looked, even though he's beaten a margin. And his work Tuesday morning was close to the best of the morning at Rose Hill. So that's a pretty good indication that he's improved a lot from that run, and I'm expecting him to run well. Just maybe the wet track could be a bit of a concern, but we'll see how we go.
In the big meeting up at Ipswich, you've got two in the eyeliner, Perfect Air and Strawberry Boy. We're on a heavy track with the prospect of maybe getting into the soft range. How do you play Perfect Air, Matt?
Well, he's obviously a lot better on top of the ground. I don't know whether we're going to get back to a track that's going to make him at his best or get him at his best, but he'll run anyway. Regardless, he needs to line up with the Glasshouse in 2 weeks' time, so he needs to go to the races. I don't know. It's been pretty windy and warm out that way, and hopefully the track can get back for both those horses, because the Strawberry Boy's a bit the same. He's better on top of the ground also, but he's a bit in the same boat as his Perfect Air. They're going both through the same program, and the track's not ideal, but they'll both get through it okay.
And Strawberry Boy, do you just feel with that barrier you'll be able to ride him probably in the way that he's been used to?
I think so, and that's why we put Tegan on. She's on there by design, because she rides horses, or horses seem to run early for her, more so than most jockeys, and that's what we're trying to achieve with him. I mean, I wouldn't be... In an ideal world, he'd lead and Perfect Air probably sit outside him.
Yeah.
That's where I'd like to see them in the run, or if Perfect Air was maybe one pair further back. But, we'll be nice and positive on Strawberry Boy, and we'll be making full use of his gate.
Understand. Mate, you've got plenty of other runners up at Ipswich tomorrow. Have you got one that our listeners can jot down, given the track conditions?
I think Steeman. Steeman's my best wet tracker. His run at Warwick Farm last start was strong. Much better than it looked. He didn't get out, and if he had have got out when he needed to, he'd probably just about win the race. Like I said, handles the surface perfectly. He came home, he's done really well. His gallop Tuesday was strong, so I think he's probably my best there.
Okay, so that's race 3, number 6, and the in-form Corey Brown there. By the way, how did you get through all the rain, mate? Did Moolumbah cope okay?
Yeah, it's wet. We didn't have any issues.
Yeah.
Like the last time we had all the rain, but it's frustrating and more of an annoyance than anything, but that's the way it is. I suppose where we live here on the coast, it rains a lot, and you've just got to deal with it and move on.
Yeah, understand. All right, mate, good luck with those here in Sydney and those tomorrow at Ipswich.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Matt Dunn joining us there.